State legislators passed a Medicaid expansion law earlier this year that will bring health insurance to some 600,000 low-income North Carolinians beginning December 1st. For some patients and providers, that can't come soon enough. Jason DeBruin reports.
In rural parts of the state, patients struggle simply to get to a doctor's office. Irina Johnson is a community health worker in Ahoskie and helps run a mobile health clinic.
The thing that stands out to me the most is transportation. We have a lot of patients that lack transportation, so they can't get into the doctor's office, so we're able to go out to them.
Medicaid covers the cost for certain transportation, including medical transport. That has providers in rural areas particularly excited about Medicaid expansion. In the Triangle or Charlotte, patients can call up a rideshare app. Johnson laughs at that notion for Ahoskie, a town of 5,000 residents in northeastern North Carolina.
There's nothing like that here. No, there's no Uber, there's no Lyft. No, you either have a car, you're walking, or the mobile unit's coming to you.
Inside, the mobile clinic looks, well, just like a doctor's office. It has one of those padded patient chairs common in physician offices everywhere. Johnson preps an inflatable armband to read blood pressure. It also has a wheelchair lift for patients who might struggle up the narrow steps. This mobile health clinic, run by Roanoke Chowan Community Health Center, provides an important service in the region. Now that Medicaid will expand, the health center hopes to bring care to even more people. The health center's CEO, Kim Schwartz, says she expects to see a knock-on effect of people realizing they now qualify for Medicaid, similar to what she saw when the Affordable Care Act first passed.
Just the woodwork effect of when the ACA started, we saw an increase in Medicaid eligibility because folks, oh, I might be eligible. That was just the woodwork effect from that standpoint when that happened back in 2008 and 2009.
Until now, North Carolina had not expanded Medicaid. That's meant providers have missed millions of dollars in annual revenue they would have received, mostly from the federal government. Cost of care for many of these patients in the coverage gap has fallen to doctors and hospitals who provide that care for free or at reduced prices. With the added revenue, Schwartz says providers now hope to reinvest that money to bring care to those who will still be without health insurance coverage.
So, yes, we'll see an uptick. And yes, that'll have an impact.
As a federally qualified health center, Roanoke Chowan sees patients who fell in the coverage gap. Already, they've been screening these patients to see if they qualify for Medicaid. If they do, they help them fill out the paperwork to enroll. Not far from Ahoskie, physician assistant Al Goddard runs Coleraine Primary Care, one of the community health center's five sites. His clinic helps patients as much as they can, but if they need to refer a patient to a specialist or recommend even more extensive care, he says he knows he's recommending treatment that's cost prohibitive for many people.
When a person has a choice between do I pay the light bill and buy groceries or do I buy medicine? Because I got to do one or the other. And there are still people that are facing those kind of tough choices.
For the 600,000 North Carolinians who will gain access to Medicaid health insurance, Goddard says it could mean the difference between life and death.
At least they can now get their regular lab tests. They can come in regularly for their office visits. They have a chance now.
Across the state, that's the perspective of many providers. Health Secretary Cody Kinsley says providers will reinvest the additional Medicaid revenue to improve health outcomes.
We've got to invest our resources in what we know drives health. We've been doing that at the department in food and in other social determinants of health, but also means primary care providers in behavioral health that help drive down costs and improve health across individuals for the lifespan.
Kinsley says the state health department is prepared for the influx of applications and plans to get people enrolled quickly. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.